This is a podcast from Bloomsbury TNT Clark with Professor Francesca Stavrakopoulou of the University of Exeter. Francesca is the author of Land of Our Fathers, published within the LHBOTS series a couple of years ago, and the co-editor with John Barton of Religious Diversity in Ancient Israel and Judah. In this interview, which took place in a pub, I'm talking to Francesca about some of the challenges facing biblical studies today, some of the opportunities, and about her work in general. So what do you think are some of the challenges facing biblical studies today?
I think it's still widely seen as being not irrelevant, but quite a marginal subject more broadly in academia. A lot of other academics and other disciplines don't really understand the nature of biblical studies. They might assume that it's about the sort of intellectual veneration of scripture, which obviously it's not at all. It's an academic, rigorous, hardcore, critical, intellectual endeavour.
Indeed. And what led you to biblical studies yourself?
I was really interested in mythology, ancient mythologies, and classical texts from the Greek and Roman cultures, and that led me into thinking about other sorts of myths, and obviously the myths of Christianity and Judaism were particularly appealing. And I went to university to study theology because I wanted to find out more about Jesus the Jew, understand why this whole religion had grown out of a guy who seemed to me to be one of those typical sorts of religious magic men, I suppose, of the first century. And I couldn't understand why there was such a big fuss about him when he was clearly half man, half god, as a lot of the other Greek heroes were. From mythology, so I thought, why is it different? And then that led me to biblical studies, which then led me to Hebrew Bible.
Mm-hmm. So why did you stop with the Jesus stuff when you go to Hebrew Bible?
Got a bit bored of Jesus.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't carry on with that line of discussion. You recently edited a volume for us, which has done very well. You edited it with John Barton, and it's called Religious Diversity in Ancient Israel and Judah. Could you explain why you set out to edit this particular collection and why you thought it was an important thing to do?
I was really tired of reading... Well, no, that's a bit of an exaggeration. I was noticing that books about ancient Israelite and Judahite religion were called exactly that, religion, you know, in the singular, and I was tired of reading stuff that didn't seem to engage appropriately or critically the huge variety and diversity in all religious ideas and groups and communities and societies, whether ancient or modern. So I decided that we needed something that tried to engage that and in a way that was accessible. So I came up with this idea for a book, approached John Barton to see if he wanted to co-edit with me. Because he was somebody who knew an awful lot about editing at the time. I didn't know that much about it at all. I know a lot about it now. We came up with a list of contributors and the people that we thought could say something interesting and innovative about it. And it's done really well. It has done really well. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased with it.
One of your great areas of interest at the moment is it's death, and Halloween is right around the corner, so that's appropriate to discuss in a way. And your book with us called Land of Our Fathers, which was in our LHBOTS series, is on ancestor veneration, and it's now available in paperback. Could you tell us a bit about it and about why veneration of the dead is so key for understanding ancient religious cultures?
I've always been interested in death because most religions have a very particular place or role for the dead. And the dead also play a role in sort of constructing identity for the living. So that's what I'm particularly interested in from an anthropological point of view, the extent to which the dead do function for the living. So this book in particular looks at the way in which territorially the dead scope out and mark out territory for the living. And there are all sorts of resonances of that in contemporary societies today, including in the Middle East, but also including in more broadly in Western society. So I was looking at the way in which the dead and their sort of material remains, whether in terms of a grave or a tomb or in terms of bones and fleshy bits and relics, the way in which the material presence of the dead makes huge claims for the living in terms of their placement and their claim to certain bits of land.
Mm-hmm. Aspects of material culture are particularly important at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, hugely. And actually, I'm moving from corpses. I've just finished a book about corpses that TNT's not publishing, I'm sorry. That's fine. but I've just finished a book about corpses, and I'm moving into ideas about the living body, but not so much as the notion of personhood, but the ideas of extensions of materiality of the living body and the way in which certain aspects of body modification can function in religious and social ways, both, again, in terms of ancient societies and in terms of contemporary Western understandings of the body.
Is that sort of looking at the body as artifact?
No, it's really sort of looking at the idea of what some people call embodiment, which is a term I'm not particularly comfortable with because it suggests that there's something to the self that is different from the body, but the sense in which the things that we wear, the things that we do with our hair, things like, you know, makeup, various sort of amulets and charms or jewellery that we wear, those sorts of things that accompany us that seem to be very personal actually function to manifest and communicate culturally coded ideas that we all pick up on day to day.
It's fascinating. One of the other things you're doing at the moment, not within the realms of biblical studies, is that you've set up a liberal arts degree at Exeter University.
Mm.
This is a new thing for us here in the UK. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, well, basically, it's taking on the idea that interdisciplinary work is really important, not just for academics and researchers, but also, you know, for undergraduates. It's looking at the way in which traditionally in the UK education scene for higher education, we have tended to be quite monolithic in what we decide to pursue at degree level. So you might do a degree in history or in English. But given that so many academics use interdisciplinary methods and ideas in their own research and publications, it's crazy that we don't do the same thing at the level of higher education. So that's what the degree programme is trying to do. It's trying to help students to engage and critique Western cultural preferences in a kind of a global communications world, and to think about the way in which we do favour certain ideas and certain values over others. So I'm teaching a module on the body for that course. Other people are doing things on foodways, the sort of history and economics of foodways as a kind of philosophical, social and political commodity. And we're looking at the way in which reading and writing, for example, sort of the art of reading, the art of writing, so how to become a critical reader and a persuasive writer. So we're sort of giving students the skills, the intellectual and critical school tools, I suppose, to make their way in the world.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I did a theology and biblical studies degree myself is that it enabled me to sort of have a liberal arts degree within one subject. Mm. Do you think that doing more liberal arts programmes will be a threat to theology in a way, because lots of people, I think, do choose it because they can do languages, philosophy, history of art and all sorts of things like that?
Well, one of the reasons that I got involved in developing the programme in the first place was because I saw it as a great vehicle for promoting biblical studies and religion and theology as academic subjects, because they are completely, you know, they pervade all aspects of modern culture. They continue to. So I saw it as a way of sort of promoting the kind of thing that my own department does. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a risk. I think it's going to help people that are interested in theology and religion and biblical studies to realise just how interdisciplinary those degree programmes are.
And how relevant it is.
Exactly.
Okay, well, on that note, we have an appointment with a pint of beer and a glass of wine. So thank you very much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. Didn't I speak well?